Anyway, so let's do some nice meditation now. If people want to come in late, that's fine by me. Because sometimes whenever there's any noise, Ajahn Chah used to tell me, it's not the noise disturbs you, it's you who disturb the noise. It's a beautiful teaching. It meant that if there is any disturbance, that's natural in this world. There's always something goes bang or bump. So you just listen to it. It doesn't last that long. Then it's quiet again. But disturbing the noise means you think, who is that person who's come in late? They always come in late. Ajahn Brahm, Ajahn Nito, you should find out who they are and ban them. Give them a black label so they can never disturb us again in meditation. It's not right. It's very selfish. It's not really kind to anybody by making noises like this. And the bang finished a long time ago. But the way it echoes in people's minds with negativity lasts for so many minutes. That's what it means. It's not the noise disturbs you. You who disturb the noise. Let it be. So, sitting here, I'm going to do the usual guided meditation today because I found it one of the best. That is where we do a sweeping up of our body and then going into our mind, experiencing peace and silence and maybe even the breath. And even getting into some wonderful states of mind. And again, I will ring the gong. But it doesn't mean you have to come out of meditation. If you're having a peaceful time, please carry on. So become aware of your body sitting here. How do you feel? Are you warm? Or cold? Are you comfortable? How are your legs? And if you're an old monk like me, your knees? How do you feel? So you try and adjust the body as best you can with the eyes closed. But then you go to a more detailed scan of your body, starting from your toes and your feet. How do they feel now? Soon you get well enough accustomed to feeling sensations in your feet. It's like you've got to know your feet really well. Can understand how they feel. And if there's any part of your feet which are uncomfortable, you know straight away. And you're caring enough to adjust those feet. If they're not uncomfortable, still you can give them a bit more kindness. As I said earlier, this is where you learn what kindness really is. You may think you know, but you're practicing and learning its qualities on your own body. I'm being kind to the muscles on the back of my lower legs now. I sweep my awareness up my body. There's nothing much wrong with them. And nevertheless, I'm going to give them some attention. When I do, I can feel them. I'm sensitive to the muscles in the back of my legs. And relaxing them to the max. And then I get up to my knees. Give them a huge blast of kindness. Get them so comfortable. I can still feel an ache, a little ache in my left knee. So I just focus in there. Give this beautiful kindness. Knee, I've been with you for so many years. Many more years to go. I care for you. The knee cares for me. We're friends. If you are injured, I will try my best to heal you. Right now, my knee's already relaxed. It feels this wonderful, I call it a tingling sensation. I know when these parts of my body are relaxed, when they've responded to kindness. It's like they don't feel afraid anymore. Like a person, if I talk to people, sometimes they do feel a little bit afraid. But when you become friends with them, they relax. That's what I do to my own body. Befriend it and feel it relax. I am not going to mistreat it. And I feel the thighs of my legs. I do the same for them. You don't usually cause me any trouble, but nevertheless I should not ignore you. The quiet parts of my body I care for too. And this awareness just sweeps up my legs, always carrying kindness and warmth with it. Relaxing as much as I possibly can. I imagine my legs like they're soaking in a warm bath. Nice, warm, fragrant water. Legs, you deserve that. And the legs become so at ease. Like, thank you, Ajahn Brahm, for caring for us. And as a result, they never cause me any problem. And then I go to my buttocks, very top of my legs. And because I squash them so often, sitting on cushions and on chairs. But thank you, buttocks. I'm trying to do my best for you. Try to make sure you're as comfortable as possible. And just that well-wishing is enough for those legs to feel that they are noticed and not ignored. And they become peaceful. That feeling just disappears after a few minutes. I go to my waist. Often I just stretch my back. It feels better. But you don't have to do that. Ask yourself, your waist and your back on top of your waist, how does it want to be configured today? I'm sensitive to these different parts of my body. When I'm sensitive to them, I find out about what's most comfortable for them. And every time I meditate, I learn something more. I learn how to, today, to stretch my back. Actually, that feels really good. I've seen animals doing that in the forest. Even kangaroo putting their upper paws against a tree and stretching their back. It feels good. And then I relax my back. It's done so much heavy work, especially building monasteries. The back, I care for you. Are you content and happy? I'm not going to ignore you. I'm not going to take you for granted, back. I feel my back, comfort it, get it into the best posture. We're going to work together on this meditation. When I start like that, the back gets into this beautiful position. It knows what to expect, I know what to expect, we work together. I go to the bottom of my torso and I just work upwards from the bottom. I don't really know where the colon is or where the intestines are. I just feel those organs or those parts of my body as I sweep the attention up. If there is anywhere I feel some tightness or tension, I can feel that tightness and tension in the lower part of my intestines. I think maybe the coffee I just drank. It's not a bad feeling. It's just different. I check it, kind to it, accept it, open the door of my heart to that feeling. Make peace with it. Until I can feel it relax to the max. As relaxed as it can possibly be. It's wonderful when you do this. You can know that feeling so well. And it starts to ease off. And then I know what's happening next. It'll just disappear. I paid it the attention it needed. It does the rest of the work for me. I'm kind to my body. It means my body is kind to me. Then go up my torso. Past my stomach, my lungs, my heart, things like livers and kidneys, in my back. I don't know which one's which, but I feel if there's anything going on there. Give everything some kindness. I care for you, kidneys and liver. You work so hard for me. 24/7. Thank you. Gratitude is so close to kindness. When my attention gets to the top of my body, that's where I start to feel the shoulders, the shoulder muscles. And they, I don't know why, but they're always a little bit tense. So I learn how to feel them and then relax them. Not holding anything tight. Loosening that thing which stretches those muscles. So they're loose and at ease. And with it comes a sense of comfort. And because I've done this so many times, I know what that comfort feels like. I can recognize it. It's happening right now. This is why I said when you practice kindness, you start to get to know it really well. Exactly what kindness is. You may think you know, but many people in this world don't really know what kindness is. And where your shoulders are at ease. I've had this beautiful soft massage by an expert shoulder masseur. Everything feels so loose. You go down your arms, the upper arms to the elbows. And the elbows, forearms, and to the wrists. Been doing any heavy work or had some injuries, your wrists may be aching. If so, give it as much kindness as you possibly can. Not trying to cure the stiffness, but caring for it. then you get to your fingers. Fingers, thumbs on the end of your hand. Ask them, do you need to be adjusted? People think I'm mad asking my fingers what they need to do. That is just a way of being aware of them, how they feel, and being kind. When my arms and fingers are all at ease, I just look at, just I've relaxed the body from my neck down to the end of my fingers, from the neck down to the tips of my toes. Just got the neck and head to relax now. And the neck I always relax by moving my head a little bit on top of the neck, finding the optimum position for my head so it doesn't create tension on the muscles of my neck. And then I become aware of the muscles in my face. And I learn how to relax every one of them, starting around my eyes. I keep my eyes closed, but softly closed. So the muscles in my cheek and my forehead, and the bridge of my nose, I can feel them. And I loosen them until I feel there's no pressure on them at all. I'm not asking anything of them, just wishing them to be at peace. And the same with my muscles around my mouth. Sometimes I do make a little smile. I know that is responding to the joy I feel in meditation. It's nice to smile. And I have this perfect posture. The whole body is at ease, is at peace, relaxed to the max. And often at this point, I just like to indulge in that delightful, peaceful feeling of a relaxed body. I know this must be good for my health, but it also takes the relaxation deeper. The body feels more comfortable, more at ease, more at peace. If I find any ache or pain or tension, I would go to that straight away, relax it to the max with kindness. And I know it is that kindness which does the relaxation, gives safety. You're not stretching out of fear. You're not protecting by tensing up around a problem. Everything is open and free. And it feels great. I can feel the heat of the room on my body. But it's fine. My body is not used to such heat. But it welcomes it. And then I go to my mind. How peaceful are you right now? Because my mind was not reacting, it's already quite peaceful. The thoughts are very weak. If I wasn't talking to you, it would be silent. Can you feel peace? You know what it feels like? It's a wonderful friend to have. like it's always there for me when I need to turn to it. It sees me like it comes running towards me with the best of friends. I don't do anything. I just let peace embrace me. And soon the silence comes too. At this point, I'm sorry, I just have to be quiet. I'll ring the gong again at the end of the meditation. you want to carry on, please carry on. If you want to go and stretch your legs, please stretch your legs.